I have some experience with this stuff, and for me, this started. I walked into the Bass River morning meeting, and I met a guy named Gordy, and he gave me the big book, and he said I should get on my knees every morning and say the third step prayer, and I just started doing that. It was the first suggestion that I got, and it was the first kind of praying that I did in the program of AA. And then I asked him about sponsorship, and he positioned me at a table at that meeting, and he said, look for guys who raise their hands to be sponsors, and you know, pick a guy who has what you want. And so I sat there for 3 weeks, and I had a list of guys for potential sponsors. They all raised their hands at the end of the meeting. I didn't know it at the time, but they're all members of this group. So the message they carried to that meeting obviously resonated with me. And Donnie shared one day about smoking PCP and tripping on LSD, and I was like, that's my guy right there. And he never really shared that much, but he shared that day. That's what he shared, something like that, or burning his fingers with a joint or something along those lines. And, you know, I asked him to be my sponsor and told him what I was doing. He said, when you're on your knees, why don't you ask God to keep you away from a drink and a drug for the day? And I started doing that. And he also suggested at night to get back on my knees and thank God for a day of sobriety. And ever since he suggested those things, I haven't missed a day, you know. And I think that, you know, that started me down the road of prayer. I would call him up and I would say, oh, my wife this. I was married at the time, and I would bitch and moan on the phone. And he never told me what to do. Never, ever. He'd say things like, I'm going to go pray for patience. And I think after he said that the third or fourth time, I kind of got the hint, like, maybe I should be praying for patience. And so I started doing that. You know, I started in my head saying, God, please let me have patience. I remember I was newly sober, and I would hear guys at other meetings talk about getting on their knees and asking for help. They felt anxiety. I used to pray for just peace, you know. God, please give me some peace. Please give me some peace. And I'd get 5 minutes of peace in my head. And then the chaos would return, and I'd keep asking God again. And I just developed a practice by listening to guys in here and actually putting into use what I heard at the meetings. You know, all throughout the day, if I feel like I'm going to react to something, I ask God to direct my thoughts, my words, and my actions. Help me to be what you would have me be, not what I would have me be. And for me, by saying that, in that moment, I know exactly what I would have me be. You know, and it's probably not what God would have me be. Because if I'm going to react to something, it's going to strip me of the peace and the ease that I've gotten through working the steps and building up a defense against the first drink. So the prayer part, you know, what did I do this morning? I got on my knees, asked God to keep me away from a drink and a drug. I said a couple other prayers. I prayed for a member of this group once when I had a wicked resentment against them for like 6 months. And then finally that went away. You know, and then I talk to God all day long, and I ask for help, and I get the help. So it works for me, and it's worked for other people, so I'm not going to reinvent it. You know, I always joke around and say, why would you pound a portion of the wheel flat when it fucking rolls for a reason? You know, I'm working with a guy now, and, you know, he's in a ton of emotional pain, and I said, well, what are you doing? Are you getting on your knees in the morning? No. Are you asking for help? No. I said, all I can tell you is that guys in the fucking group talk about these basic things and their lives get better. And for me, it's developing a practice around these things every single day and laying one brick of the foundation at a time. If I'm just going to go to God when shit's squirrely in my life, it's probably not going to fucking work as fast as I want it to. So if I'm constantly talking to God and seeking guidance and getting guidance and listening for what he has to say, then I'm not in a position where I'm squirrely and I have to get immediate relief, because I can have relief through anything that happens in my life. There's so many things that I pray about, and if I don't get the answer, it usually means, like, don't do anything right now. And for me, that's kind of worked out. So when I get home at night tonight, I'll get back on my knees. I'll thank God for a day of sobriety. I'll say a couple of other prayers. And God willing, if I wake up tomorrow, I'll do the same thing all over again. The meditation piece, I kind of got sucked into that early on. And I kind of like the idea that you're able to explore that in any direction that you want. There's so many different ways to meditate. There's so many different things to do. There's a silent meditation out at the West Dennis Public Library on, I think it's Sunday mornings, for 2 hours. I've sat through that a couple times. You know, I read a couple books by this guy, Michael Singer, which has nothing to do with AA. And the guy was going to get this advanced degree, and the voices in his head were killing him. And he's like, I can't stop these voices. And the way he laid it out for in the book was, he's driving home and he thinks, oh shit, I didn't call Bob. Bob, can't call Bob now. It's fucking 9 o'clock. Bob will fucking kill me if I call Bob. Fuck it, I'm not gonna call Bob. And he laid it out perfectly. The same thing that happens for me. And he basically dropped out of college and stopped, put his life on hold till he could figure out what would solve that. And it was prayer and meditation, you know? Had nothing to do with AA, but he's seeking through prayer and meditation to do exactly what we're doing here. So that kind of validated everything for me, and then I chased that side. And, you know, I've done some spiritual healings. I get a good meditation practice going where I sit for 20 minutes a day, and it comes easily, and then it's hard as hell to get it back going again. You know, and I don't think I'm the only one that does that. If anybody in here has tried meditation, if you do it a lot, it's easy to do it and you can fall into it quickly. And if you don't do it a lot, it's a struggle. And, you know, you got to stick with it until it comes back. But, you know, aside from writing a thorough fourth step and sharing a fifth step with Donnie and making amends and making a living amends, I mean, the prayer and meditation piece is what allows me to make a living amends every day, which is changing my behavior. You know, when I say, direct me to be what you would have me be, not what I would have me be, I say it in my head at certain moments throughout the day, I would have me be a raving fucking lunatic. Like I'm wheeling a wheelbarrow through fucking snow and mud today, and I'm asking God for help, because all I want to do is tip the thing over and say, fuck this. You know, like, why the fuck am I doing this? But I know why I'm doing it, you know, because I got kids to support. And, you know, I got to find gratitude in what I'm doing today. And for me, I have to ask help for that. And when I ask for help, I get the help. But I learned that from coming here and actually practicing it. You know, I didn't put it into practice when I desperately needed it. I put it into practice when it was suggested to me the first time. And I haven't stopped doing it. And my life has got better every day as a result. So I'll be forever grateful for the guys that came before me. Thanks.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm just going to reread this.
Thanks, Mike.